I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? It's the big homie. It's the big homie Kodak, big homie's house. This is episode 21, and we got the homies in the building. What's up, man? So we got big homie Black Boy. What's up, man?
Back by popular demand. Talking my shit today.
Big homie Butter.
Not y'all.
I guess big homie Drea.
Just
still here. Leftovers from the last show.
Excuse me.
I apologize. I just called you leftovers. I apologize.
It's
EJ. And big homie Banks.
What's going on? I am here.
Erica Banks is in the building representing.
I am.
Dallas, Texas.
Period.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
I'm amazing, man. We got the ENJ. We got the Uncle Henny. You got the Uncle Hen.
Yes, we do.
It's fucking lit. It's all the way fucking up. So, people, what is on your minds and hearts? Black Boy, what's going on, man?
Man, I feel like, you know that that little meme where the dog is sitting down and the whole room is on fire?
And the whole room's spinning. Nigga just, and he wrapped up in the towel.
Yeah, like, he's saying it's just on, you know, the one. The
oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, fine. Yeah.
That's this what is I'm mine. Right now, like, because, like, the world is, like, this is some
the
shit.
The world is crazy.
Yeah, it's like, the world is TMZ in real life.
Yeah.
Something's always popping off.
Every
right,
time.
Right, every day.
Every time, man.
Everything's a headline now.
Everything is a headline, you know, with we've been dealing with the coronavirus for the first part of the year. The last 2 months we had to deal with racist white people was the biggest virus. And now we're about to deal with the coronavirus again because them numbers are spiking. So boy. Shit, we just getting tag teamed.
Man, look.
It is a handicap match.
I looked at a video recently and it showed how did people survive the Black Death, the bubonic plague.
Uh-huh.
And they said some people just said, fuck it. Whatever happens, happen. And so when I see everybody at the parties that I'm DJing now, guilty as fuck, I see everybody out of masks, I'm like, damn, niggas are just saying, if we go out, we gonna party this motherfucker.
They
out.
Said they was checking temperatures. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, like, so. I know some security were like, damn.
But like,
all right, well, we need that money still, you know?
Yeah, niggas not gonna, like, if you buy a $600 table, a $1,200 table, niggas, this nigga, man, he kind of just put his section away from everybody else. You feel me? So, like, how do you feel about this shit? Like, you think the club gonna be open too much longer?
Man, I just seen Vegas did, they big, oh, we back open things, so I think everybody just saying, fuck it now.
Yeah.
The niggas show must go on. Collateral damage is necessary.
If you die, you die.
If you die, you die. You're supposed to die anyway. That's how they looking at it.
So Miss Banks, for the people that don't know who've been sleeping under a rock, you're an artist.
I am an artist.
You are an artist. You're not just up here.
Yeah, I'm not just up here just to say, hey, what's up?
So how does it feel as a new artist maneuvering through this corona and social justice stage? It's like, damn, like 2020 is like the year for everything else, but you are pushing through with the music. So
oh, yeah.
What's been your mindset moving through all this shit?
Like he said, the show must go on. Mm-hmm. You know, the world don't stop just because of, you know, what's going on. That's, you know, personally, globally, however. So I just look at it like, you know, if I ain't doing nothing, ain't nothing gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how I look at it, and that's how I deal with everything. So I gotta do it, you know, somebody got to. So
yeah. That's my thing. Like, I'm on the mindset, like, if I don't do it home, we want to get done.
You know?
Yeah. So, like, shit, that's it. Because, like, shit, if you think about this shit, if you sit at home, you have the option of just sitting in your bed all day, every day. You're not going to do shit in your life. You might, your light's going to get cut off.
Yeah.
You know, shit, you might get kicked out the motherfucker. But if you just stand there all day, shit, that's your life.
You know
just be the nigga that just stayed there and chill. Now, you got to get off your ass and make shit happen.
Right.
So, we appreciate all the movers and shakers in this motherfucker that's getting shit
indeed,
done.
Indeed.
You feel me? So let's get into our first topic. We like to kick things off on the porch and talk about the different things going on in pop culture right now. Last week we talked about B. Simone and her book.
Oh, okay.
Her book. And this week we're dealing with the social injustice issues. So J. Cole and No Name. We talked about it a little bit before. I think J. Cole is one of the most boring rappers of all time.
Okay.
Before Motivate, I was not listening to all this little baby music. You think I want to listen to J. Cole?
Sometimes you might need some J. Cole in your life.
For what? What? Give me a good reason. Give me
J.
a good
Cole
reason
talk
to
about
listen.
Some good stuff like like real stuff.
Have you heard Emotionally Scarred?
Yes.
Exactly. That's better than any J. Cole like ever song I ever listened to.
They're not even in the same category though. So
Drea, do you got something to say?
Cause you be trying these.
How?
Not even in the same category.
I'm consistent with my J. Cole slander.
I agree with her. It's not even in the same category. Like J. Cole is a great artist. I fuck with J. Cole. He one of my favorite artists. But him and Lil Baby not even in the same.
To compare.
You can't even compare. What club you like to go to?
Why are you asking me that?
Let's throw one out.
Let's say you at
11:45 and nigga put on some J. Cole.
I don't go to 11:45.
I'm just saying. Well, you didn't answer the question. So if you at the club and a nigga put on some J. Cole.
It depends on what song. Like you.
There is not one.
Chief Keef and Ian put on a J. Cole.
There's
song.
Not nigga. Let a nigga play. I'm away. No.
It depends on what party. If you at a day party and somebody play that, that's
no, nigga.
But you can't play J. Cole like that because I don't feel like he has club music. Right. Like Lil Baby.
It would have to be like a day party.
What's that song he got with Thug, the London
nigga.
He's good on features.
Oh yeah,
he's good on features when it comes to club music. But other than that,
you could take J. Cole out that song. It's still a great song.
It's still a great song.
We tolerate J. Cole.
I think like
this is a J. Cole hate club.
Yeah, J. Cole's a preference though. That's just what I've come down to.
And I think like you can't give all the oh he lyrical, so he boring shit. Because nigga, I listen to Big Crit and Big Crit is not boring at all. Big Crit not boring. Kendrick Lamar's not boring. Y'all got quiet when I said Crit because I guess I'm the only motherfucker listening to Crit.
No, I fuck with Crit. Crit hard.
Crit is hard.
Crit hard.
Kendrick Lamar is not boring. You know, some of his jazz beats, his hip hop jazz.
Sometimes beats, he can just chill on that shit though.
Yeah, that whole Untitled shit.
It gets
was
a little
fucking
too edgy for me, dog.
Yeah. But yeah, fuck all that shit. But nah, J. Cole versus No Name. I don't listen to No Name either. But they were arguing over, I guess, black men versus black women, and that's really what it turned out to be, like social justice warrior issues. And I think that is the weakest shit to beef over, because we got real shit we need to be worried about right now.
I stay out of the way with that shit. When it comes to race wars, gender wars, I just stay out of the way, bro.
Why you say that?
It's such a thin ice area.
Yeah.
And I just walk around it, motherfucker, and I be like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, because something happened. Yeah, you know, the activist in Tallahassee was killed the day before. They found out about it the day before. So I think, like, when it comes to shit like that, when people are venting their frustrations, I'm going to let them have that shit because they're venting some shit that they really feel, right? You know, as black women, you know, they feel like this shit is happening to them. Why would I interject and say, well, not all men are like that? No, nigga, y'all, this shit is valid because this shit is happening.
I put it this way, just recently on social media, I don't know if you saw, but they had like those safe space accounts that were made for each university.
I saw it.
And I saw some niggas I knew.
I saw you going in. Yeah, I saw you going in on some people.
This is how I felt about it. I was like, I could sit up here and stand up all day for women, but I couldn't understand what they went through if you was a victim of it. So, you know, it's certain people I still would have an argument with. You know, I try not to get too into the whole territory when it comes to feminism and all that stuff. I just try not to get too much into it. But when it comes to standing up for women and everything that entails with it, I do that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just some shit I just try not to get into.
Yeah.
But when it came to that situation, you know, I was just like, what's up?
With the safe space?
Yeah, I just thought it was crazy because, like...
Now, Erica Banks, you might not know what we're talking about. So, if you...
yeah.
I just... No, we got to explain because we follow each other on social media. So, a few weeks ago, well, ever since we've been on lockdown, like, people have been coming forward with their cases of people who have in the industry or may not be in the industry that have been taking advantage of women, have been abusing women, and just there are these pages that get these anonymous reports and folks we know have been getting exposed.
Okay.
So that's what he's talking about, because I saw him going in on somebody specifically who I know, and I was like, oh shit, that's none of my business.
I feel like the problem when it comes to a man's perspective, when it comes to that topic, I feel like we just, you know, if it's not our problem, we don't deal with it. A lot of men, you know, normally, it's like a normalized behavior now. And I don't think, you know, people take it serious enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's a sweep it under the rug. That's how you get niggas like R. Kelly, Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump, niggas of power that can still, you know what I'm saying, get to positions where they can fuck shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's just my take on it.
So if you had a homeboy that was doing that shit, like, what? Because we had this.
I'm sure you do.
We had. I mean, we all don't. We don't be knowing. So
y'all get hints that y'all homeboys.
No, because the person who you just told me, I had no idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It'd be niggas of.
I had no idea
that you would never think.
So it's like when I seen some of the people that I know name you brought up in that shit, I was like, yo, like I just wasn't paying attention because boy, this shit is crazy. Like because his name was thrown into that shit too. So you know, niggas didn't know.
Definitely didn't know.
But like I said, to the J. Cole and no name shit, I don't think that's the way you need to approach that situation.
Yeah, I just stay out of the way of that. You know, it's a forever argument. It's gonna be forever an argument, even when you think you done got your point across. So
yeah.
I just stay out of the way of it.
Yeah. So Ms. Banks, what's going on with you, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling alive. Mm. I'm here.
So, we mentioned that earlier that you are a rapper. Of course, you're signed to the 1501, as we can tell by this fabulous chain that's across your
name. Yes.
So we're gonna open up the Big Homie's Kitchen. This is where we talk about the new hot shit that's cooking.
Okay.
So what's been how long have you been doing the music thing though?
This summer makes it 3 years.
3 years. So yeah. When did you know this was like, yo, this is what I want to do? Like, what is your come up story, I guess?
It was my sophomore year in college, and I was going for nursing. That's what I was going for. Figured out that's not what I wanted to do, and at that time, Asian Doll had just got signed. Mm.
Found out was from Dallas.
What?
I don't know why I thought she was from Chicago.
Oh, no. Her boyfriend is, but she not.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so at that time, she had just got signed. School was getting hard. And I was just like, okay, well, I don't want to do this, so I'm just about to go rap. You know, I just seen a girl come up out my city rapping, so I'm about to try it, and I'm about to see if it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that went. And I put a little song on SoundCloud about 3 years ago. Everybody liked it. Everybody wanted more. Mm-hmm. So then I started putting my stuff on Apple Music. And then we here today. So mm-hmm. That's pretty much how it happened.
So who was your, growing up, who did you listen to? And he was like, yo, I got to. This is what I want to do. Like, when did you...
It's so crazy because it was Nicki Minaj. Like, it was her. Like, don't. Not too much. I was a Barb. Don't. Like,
Black, but what do we think about Nicki?
People forget that they was Barb.
What do we think about Nicki? Because, you know, when you get to that number one spot on the Billboards, you know, you're not going to be the only Barb that was the number one. Because I know last summer we was all on the Old Town Road. And Lil Nas X was a Barb. You feel me?
Yes.
Niggas don't know that about him. So, like, what about Nicki? Like, what was your first Nicki song? You was like, yo, this motherfucker got me. Because I think we all got our favorite Nicki song. Like, regardless of how we feel about her now.
Yeah.
We all got our favorite. Why are you looking at me like that, Blood Boy?
Oh, no, I'm listening.
What was your favorite Nicki Minaj?
It was called The Jump Off. That's, like, one of her old...
That sounded like some backpack Nicki shit.
What you mean?
Like some old school Nicki.
Oh, it was. Yeah, The Jump Off. It was okay. Like a Brooklyn beat.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like I love her. Like that was when she had a little tape out called Playtime Is Over. She was okay. Like a little Barbie doll in the box. And I'm like 12, I think.
Was that before Beam Me Up, Scotty, or after?
That was before.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm a real fan.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how I got into her. So
my favorite Nicki song gotta be, verse. Her verse on Monster. Kanye West.
Okay, yeah.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
You got any Barb experience?
I like really all her songs, but I think a song that like all the ladies like is Itty Bitty Piggy.
Oh yeah, I know that.
It's gonna hit every time.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
No matter what time.
It's gonna
of day.
Hit every time.
Stina Diaz just checked in. How you doing?
I'm good with my late ass.
Yes, your late ass. Do you have any Barb experience? Scoot on over. Scoot on over so we can get you in the chat.
I can switch spots with her.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, since you're not talking anymore.
Yeah.
She's just appearing. You looking good, though, girl, in your hot pink.
You doing good.
Thanks,
Carl. Damn, Christina, okay.
All right. No, I like Roman's Revenge. I like that Nicki, the animated Nicki.
Mm-hmm. That's the one with Eminem?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she took off. Like, that's Roman.
Black boy?
The MonsterVerse.
Okay.
That's it.
That shit was hard.
That's it.
I mean, I didn't indulge too deep into her catalog, but...
Cause Nicki not like I listen to people who are for me.
No.
I say that with all respect. Cause like I feel like when it comes to music, you listen to people who sound cater to what shit you like. Like okay. You can acknowledge somebody is great and also like acknowledge like they don't make music for you. Like yep. I think Beyonce is the second greatest performer of all time. I still haven't listened to Lemonade all the way through. Cause not for me.
Yeah.
That shit ain't for me. Like, Beyonce don't make full albums for niggas like me.
Yeah. It's okay, just that's facts. Understandable. Okay.
But Nicki Minaj, she hard, but I haven't listened to a Nicki Minaj. Like, if she dropped today, I'm not going to fucking listen to it. Like, I didn't think the Troll song was good. That shit just went number one, so, shit, I'll take the L on that.
You don't like that song?
That shit sucks.
Really?
It's catchy.
That's very catchy.
Yeah.
You like it? I like the video.
I said it was catchy. I didn't say
her titties was looking immaculate in
that
motherfucker.
They edited that shit.
Nicki Minaj, like...
She knows shit, though.
Tekashi got, boy. The first video was ass. The second video was titties. Like, this motherfucker know how to get my attention. Christina, what's up, man?
Man, not shit. Out here, big dick nigga, regular shit.
Big dick nigga, regular shit. What?
Oh, okay.
What the fuck is you talking about? Are you not even on E&J?
I know. This is regular. Big dick nigga, just regular.
What the fuck does
what that
mean?
You know how big dick energy, like, I ain't no nigga, but you gotta walk in and what the fuck going on.
Okay, I feel what she's saying. I get exactly what she's saying.
You be big dicking it too?
Now that I know that she explained it, I do. Yeah.
You out here big dicking it.
That's what I'm doing.
You doing what you're doing, you making your money, shit, life's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
The big way.
Big dick.
All right, I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
I don't know if you should say that.
Right. For
yeah,
I'm a pedophile.
We call it big dack energy.
Big dack.
Big dack. We call that big dack energy.
I'll give it
that. Is that corny?
Don't use it.
Damn. Okay, I'm about to get that on the shirt. Okay, my bad. Christina, before you walked in, we was talking about a topic before that we've spoken on the phone with about about the whole safe space thing.
Oh, the shit.
Yeah, the shits.
I was on the shits. Okay.
He was on the shits. So, give us your without naming names. Please don't name nobody names.
Please don't name nobody
because we know a few of these people personally. And let me pull up because this shit is about to get real.
You're right. So, it is crazy because the week before everything hit the fan, we was in here literally talking about how people be crossing lines. Like, we was just talking about it. So, for it to have come out not even a week later was like,
you can take your mask off, Christina.
No, I'm good.
No, keep it on
because
she got
that
on.
I ain't got the shits. But, you know, you never know. So, we was just talking about it. So, it's just real crazy. I actually was having a conversation last night with some of my male friends that went to Clark. And basically, some dudes just don't know what the line is or the boundary is.
And so, we was having that conversation with Drea earlier.
Yeah, some niggas really just do not know. So I think we have to start the conversation and really understand what's okay and what's not okay. And, like, me not saying no doesn't mean I'm saying yes. Mm. You get what I'm saying? So some niggas might think that they just doing regular shit. Like, shit, she probably won't fuck with me. It's cool, whatever. But we just have to create the space for people to actually talk about it. Like, if you can fuck on me, lick on me, touch on me, suck on me and shit, we need to have a conversation about what works, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. Like, some niggas really just don't know. Some niggas don't know. And some females don't know how to communicate it. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's both ways. It's both parties. I just think that people need to have accountability when it comes to fucking having sex or being sexually active with somebody.
So when these names come out and it's like, you know, hey, people are being accused of this shit. And, I'm still myself struggling with it. Like, damn, bro, how do I approach this shit? Because
30 girls can't tell the same story, right, and we all be lying.
I would never say a motherfucking lying.
Yeah. Crazy. You can't sit here and say it because
especially when you know that person, you know what kind of stuff they do.
And what,
like,
they do. So it's like, I'm not gonna sit here because you innocent until proven guilty. However, the power of the tongue is what gets shit going. That's the easiest way to promote something. So the fact that everybody's talking about it, you have not yet addressed it. That's the issue.
Yeah. And then you not addressing it is you trying to goddamn slip around that motherfucker.
Yeah, you trying to slip around it like it's not happening, like it's not there. So.
And some people have benefited from so much other shit being in the news.
Look, that's why I called them niggas out until they can fight.
I called out all everybody friends that have been accused of something. I called them. I said, have you talked to your homeboy? Have you had a conversation with your homeboy?
We talked about that shit like 3 times.
What? I said, right. So have you talked to him?
Like the first 2 days, then probably like a week and a half later. Like
have right. Y'all said something? Ain't nobody said nothing yet? Oh, okay, all right. Like, so y'all going to act like this shit's not a problem. That's but a like, problem for me, too.
One of the people you talking about, like, I talked to that nigga that day.
I know. And so my thing is...
About that?
Yes. Yes. I'm telling you, I hit up everybody that I know is close to him or fuck with him or talk to him them, because it's multiple people. Twitter, you know, Twitter get down. Twitter got all the information. So I talk to everybody, like, listen, I need to have a conversation with these folks because y'all hang around them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You are a piece of the company that you keep. And, nigga, if these are the type of niggas you around, what type of nigga is you? Mm-hmm. Just because you ain't tried it with me don't mean that shit ain't happening.
Right.
That's just real. We had a whole conversation. That sounds crazy. That's so crazy.
So I guess we can slip into the next version of that. Like, so over the past week, we've been seeing these viral videos on social media of black women, like, just getting treated dirty by
like
niggas.
Shit.
Man. Dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any of this?
I have not seen any of these.
So
videos.
One of the videos was, there's two of that come to mind immediately. The dude hitting the chick.
That girl in the dumpster.
That one. And
okay, I've seen that one.
That dude again. The girl getting thrown in a dumpster, and the nigga hitting the girl with the skateboard because he curved.
Oh wow, yeah, I didn't see that.
So do niggas be like talking crazy? Like, because of course you're an attractive black woman. Mm-hmm. So when niggas try to approach you and you curve them, like, what's been the immediate reaction? Like,
ugly ass bitch.
Right. Damn, I've never gotten one of them. The worst I've got to that is, well, I didn't want to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. But I've never got the.
But you also you also 21, so
yeah. What do you mean?
I mean, you're young. Like, you don't have as much experience in the field.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah.
You know, so not saying you're
because I'm 22, so.
You don't have as much as Dre, though, like, because she been here longer.
What you gonna ask my girl
30? I'm saying niggas shoot that shot at you. Niggas, you been on Earth longer, nigga been shooting that
just
shot at you longer.
Call me old.
I'm
God
older.
Damn.
I'm old. Look at her. Look, Cass.
Nah, because I do want to stand up.
Motherfuckers is poking.
Old, but I don't
motherfuckers
old.
Is.
The motherfuckers I ain't that old, though.
The motherfuckers is poking.
But I am old.
Look at the auntie vibes over here.
Am I auntie vibes already?
Nah, you're not auntie. Nah, I mean, when you was drinking the E&J, you was auntie vibes.
Not the early.
Yeah, you was auntie vibes.
I got like 3 more years till I'm auntie status.
So when niggas be shooting their shot at you and you be curving them,
what about it?
What is your like immediate? What is your reaction when they curve you?
These niggas.
I mean, well, when you curve them and they got to be talking spicy back.
I be like, nigga, leave me the fuck alone.
You gotta start talking hella wet to their ass.
Like, yeah, you gotta start. Like,
I can see Dre saying that.
Talk real crazy to their ass.
I feel like at a point where a nigga come at you and he be talking crazy to you, you gotta talk crazy back. Mm-hmm. Like, I be trying to keep shit cute up until you start talking crazy to me. Like, nigga, how dare you try to come at me like I'm wrong for not wanting to talk to you. I don't want to fuck with you.
So do y'all think black men need to, is there anything like niggas can do to make women, black women feel better protected? That's the vibe I've been getting all
you
week.
You can make me feel better protected by leaving me the fuck alone.
But I mean, but like, it's not, but it's not like we not doing that shit. But like, what can we do to improve that environment? Like, we want to start, like, what I tell you, like, do we need to start beating these niggas the fuck up? Like, niggas that get accused of that shit?
Yeah.
Or y'all just need to start doing it.
Yeah.
And people will follow suit and let people know it's not cool.
I told them, nigga, they can score up with me. We know where the fuck we're going to be at.
Yeah.
Like, real shit. That's what it's going to take.
Mm-hmm.
Because niggas normalize that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And they're friends.
Holding your niggas accountable, like, right. Calling them out on their bullshit. Like,
got
bro, that shit wasn't cool. That shit ain't going to fly with me. So you need to change your behavior or shit. We can't fuck with you.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all. Hold these niggas accountable.
Because instead, niggas be like, oh, yeah, she rude, bro.
Yeah, she lame as fuck.
She lame as fuck.
And then they try to make it seem like we don't want a nice guy. We want somebody that's going to talk crazy. No, mm-hmm. Just because you said, hey, beautiful, can I get, no, I don't want to give you my number. I can say no and still move on. That doesn't make me, like, feel like I want to go to a different person, a bad guy, whatever they want to say, like. I said no, leave me alone.
But do you think that kind of stems from the perception that women don't like good guys, like they want toxic niggas? Like, that's been since I've been growing up. It's been the, like, it's been the. Do you like good guys or bad niggas? Like,
I've never had a preference. I kind of just
What do you gravitate towards? Like, do you want?
Okay, what's a bad guy? What's
okay,
your,
let's just
guy?
Say. Do you want a nigga that? Do you want a nigga that's gonna text you good morning, beautiful every morning, or wake up, bitch?
Okay, you know, like, who the fuck be texting?
Right. Who the fuck texts my phone?
Who even say that?
Wake your stupid ass up.
Okay, once we deep off in there, like, once we like.
Are we saying we don't like any type of toxic energy at all?
It's cool once we didn't got that far. But if we like 2 weeks in, don't. Fuck
so you that. So you want the representative?
Fuck that.
So the no, third we too week. Old for
that shit. Yeah, ain't no none of that.
I don't want your representative, shit. But like, nigga, what the fuck? Why you can't just not be toxic?
Right. Why you can't just be a
guy? You don't have to be the worst.
What's up, bitch?
Wake up, bitch.
Wake your dumb ass.
Yo, that's wild.
I mean,
bro.
we gotta get to that point. But like, sometimes nigga be wanting to cut through the bullshit. Like, you be wanting to cut through the bullshit sometimes.
We just woke up. You texted me at 8:13 in the morning about some wake up.
But sometimes,
can I wake up first?
But sometimes y'all
can
shit.
I wake up,
sometimes that shit is well received. Like, we only niggas only do that shit because it's worked before. We not just gonna bust out a new shot we ain't practiced before.
I mean, well, so what's the first time you do it? That's busting out a new shot and you letting that bitch hit. So
we gotta ease into that motherfucker.
I'm too old for that shit. Don't come at me like that.
So you want the good morning beautiful?
My thing is, I want the good morning beautiful, but I also want a nigga that can motherfucking air this bitch out too. I need a nigga that can do both.
I'm with her.
I need a nigga that can do both, but you damn sure not gonna disrespect me in my face like that and expect for me to fucking please you and pleasure you while you disrespecting me.
My thing though is like, and I realize this shit, and this is the situation I'm currently, she probably gonna watch this motherfucker, but
you toxic don't call that. Like,
I'm not that
you
toxic.
You is toxic.
I'm not that toxic.
I follow you on Twitter.
He don't want to go away from being toxic.
He love that shit. And the bitches
because
he loves
I'm putting out the energy that I've received. Emotionally scarred. Word is little baby.
Crazy.
But this is a situation I'm going through now. So this chick who I've been talking to on social media, right? She was supposed to be in the city this week. We've been talking heavy, like seeing the booty hole and all that shit. My last text to her was like, yo, can't wait till you get here. Boom. All right, so I'm looking at her Instagram, bro. She in the city, going to Lenox, whoop-de-whoop, all this shit. And then she make a post, if I ain't hit you, I ain't want to see you. And my thing is, like I told you, I got a fucking ego. So I got an ego. So look, if you're not giving me that energy, I'm not about to give you that energy. We'll never speak again before I got down. You'll never hear from me again. So, nigga.
What happened
next? And then she was supposed to be on this motherfucker today. She was a big fan of this motherfucker. She was a big fan. She was like, yo, I'm gonna be in, I wanna come on. Like, yeah, shit, come on next week. Bitch, I'm not about to hit you ever. You gonna have to.
Damn, she gonna see this.
Hit my email.
Yeah, because it's like, and I'm like, yo, why do women want you to be on? They want you to give all the unrequited energy in the world before they even fucking hit you back. Like, what the fuck?
I know you're not wasting my fucking time. No, I ain't gonna hold you. I didn't know you're not. Are you serious or not?
They will want you to blow their line up just so they can feel appreciated. They want you to be like. My thing is, you're not on my dick enough for me. No, that shit. Basically, like, you got to be on my dick a little bit. I'm not about to be blowing shit up and you just ignoring me. What type of shit is that?
I don't know, because I leave a
black boy. Am I lying?
Man, look. I don't know. I'm chilling, bro. I tell a girl that she can't read a page of the Bible with me.
You be reading the Bible?
Come on, you wholesome.
We can't.
You're not wholesome, please. Wesley Snipes is not wholesome. You're not giving it.
Oh, wait.
don't get blamed.
She got to read a page of the Bible with me. If she can't do that, it's over.
DMX.
What?
But I mean that's
just... Nah, I feel you. I feel where you coming from a man perspective. We already feel like we're gonna have to chase, but if a nigga feel like he is fucking striding just to get to point B and she ain't even like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know
how,
like,
and
that's
been,
when she becomes the bitch.
No, ain't nobody saying no.
Because Shayla told us that she's a bitch. So that's the same thing. That's what we talking about right now.
I wouldn't say no.
Now that you upset her, she's a bitch.
That's
mad.
That's crazy.
If a nigga doing that, bro.
First of all, let me clarify. I'm not texting wake up bitch. I'm not texting wake up to bitch to somebody who I'm not.
No, I'm talking about this girl who said she was coming on the show.
So
she's not a bitch. She just doesn't exist to me. You do not exist. Like, you're in. Energy is not relevant in my world.
Well, no,
like it's on some Thanos snap shit.
No, because she did make the post. If I'm in the city,
yeah, I really don't. Fuck
that's
with
some
you.
Asshole shit.
That
so, asshole.
So when I saw that wrong. Shit, when you I saw wrong. That shit, I was like, copy. That's I commented good. That shit. Copy. All right, bitch, you never hear from me again.
Nah, so I get it.
You
I get it.
Go to sleep forever, huh?
For real, for real.
Cause she wanted Lenox by herself.
She definitely went in.
And then I see the Instagram stories and shit. No. She in a passenger seat.
No. Oh.
I know they got investigative skills going on. That's what we do.
Not that and, not a clue.
Oh, I watch Cheers. Every
and then I'm looking at my story, seeing who viewed my shit. She looking at my shit, so I put some shit there. I don't follow the two.
I
don't follow the ass too, bitch. Like, it's over with.
I'm weird.
You said that was typing under that ass. I'm gonna
keep the news though. I'm gonna keep the news. I don't delete news.
Damn. That fucked up, Sal. You shouldn't have did that shit.
It's lame, bro. I don't know why, bro. I be dealing with lame ass bitches, bro.
Yeah, but listen, if you're not fucking with the bitch no more, the nigga, delete them motherfucking news. That shit, delete that shit. What you need it for? For what?
Go to church, bro.
Delete that shit.
Wholesome woman, bro.
Delete that shit. Y'all don't fuck with each other.
That's
when
you in church.
It be some hoes in church.
The hoes is.
I don't know nothing about the hoes, but I definitely be in there with
you. You never ran to a pastor's daughter,
man. Yes, nice hoes.
Man, the pastor's daughter is a very skilled and blessed individual.
You thought I was lying?
You right about that one.
Erica Banks, she ain't got no friends as pastor's daughters.
I am the pastor's daughter.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
When I said that about the pastor's daughter, I mean, you know.
That was unexpected. I'm sorry.
You skilled and talented. Look, she's a rapper.
Artist.
Yeah. She was not talking about superstar that kind of artist. Skilled and
talented. Yes, I am.
I ain't gonna lie. When I was in my heavy church days, back when I used to go to church, my mom had heavy.
Vacation Bible School.
Oh, my God.
That's when you find it all out.
Vacation Bible School.
What? I told you they had the best snacks, though, so what? I can say that.
Yeah, them hot dogs with the chili.
They had the best snacks, though.
But nah, man, one of my homeboys at the time, that nigga done fell off the Facebook. I don't know where he at. But he got the pastor's daughter pregnant. No, not even him. His little minion little brother got the pastor's daughter pregnant.
Oh, shit.
Like, yo, look. Erica Banks is a great rapper. I'm glad she's good at rapping. She's a motherfucking phenomenal rapper.
Thank you.
Because the rest of these pastor's daughters be tripping.
Yeah.
Boy.
What do your parents say about your rap?
Yeah, about say, how did that work?
Oh, like, they are the biggest fans. They know every
What do
song.
Your parents listen to?
They listen to, like, I can't say old people shit.
They put that Kurt Franklin.
Yeah, old people. I mean, they not just like super hoesy. Right. See, okay, you know the vibes. You know the vibes. Okay.
Yeah. No, I ain't gonna lie. I've been listening to I was watching the Five Bloods. And when they played that, y'all seen that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to give it up.
I've been listening to that shit, bro. Got to give it up.
You gotta listen to that.
Oh, my God. Hell yeah.
That's funny.
That's funny as shit.
But at least they support you, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At least they ride really for you regardless of what it is. Like, that's dope as fuck. A lot of people's parents don't be fucking with the fuck they got
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, like, hey. I know people with parents like that. Yeah. So.
No cap. Hey, so I started posting because I want to reach all my platforms, all my, everybody that might support me, right?
She didn't see on here showing your black ass.
I posted an episode of the podcast on Facebook, bro. And one time I was kicking at my mom's crib. I hear her listening to this shit. And it was the episode talking about when a dude said that he never eaten pussy. And I had remembered, I said, yo, sometimes I eat the pussy for myself. It's like, yo, this shit is trauma. She listened to the whole shit the whole way through, bro. And like, sometimes I'll be like, damn, I need to listen, think about what I talk about, but fuck it, I guess, man.
She knows now. She know who her son is.
You know, all the time she be on here talking about eating booty.
Shut the fuck up, damn!
What? What? No. She be on here talking about eating booty all the time.
But you know what? I'm not mad at it because it's okay.
It's okay.
Some women do like it.
You like it?
I do.
Exactly. You talking about some women, you should say us women. Like, include all
you like your booty ate too?
What?
Like, is a pig's pussy pork?
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
Some dumbass question like that.
No.
Yep, that's a yes.
What is this?
Black boy, you
don't
eat booty?
I don't eat no butt.
Oh, you wild. Grow up. You childish. Black boy is childish. You are childish.
I read a page of the Bible.
You childish.
I read a page of the Bible.
All I heard was you childish.
Pastor Black Boy.
You know?
That nigga childish.
I don't do
that. You got spread the motherfucking cheat, right?
What?
See?
Ew.
Your mama don't see that.
Damn.
She might call that. What was this? What does this mean?
It was the devil, mama.
In the water.
It was the devil, mama.
Right. Dividing the devil.
Hell, boy. Hell yeah. So shit. I feel like you said, your parents. You gotta really believe. You gotta stand on your own too. Mm-hmm. So it's like you gotta believe in the shit that you're doing. And if everybody don't come along with it. When it happens, shit, let them catch on eventually.
Exactly.
Like,
and leave them where they got you fucked up at.
I was watching this. I'm a big wrestling fan, so I was watching this The Undertaker documentary.
Oh,
this past weekend. Mm-hmm. So he had his documentary come out. And one of the things he was talking about was how his father didn't approve of him going into wrestling.
Man.
Hmm. So this is a big 6'8 dude. He was playing basketball at Texas Wesleyan University. So Texas Wesleyan is not a big super huge school. So his father was so disappointed. He was disappointed at the fact that he was leaving a scholarship to go play basketball at Texas Wesleyan University and leaving that to go wrestle. You know, he wasn't against it at first. And I'm like, yo, this is literally one of the most iconic wrestlers of all time.
Literally.
That could have lost this shit, that could have decided not to do it because his dad didn't want him to do it.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly.
So that speaks volumes to, like, standing on your own shit. Mm-hmm. You have to stand on your own shit. Because I'm pretty sure everybody in the room right now has had people that disagreed with their direction in life.
Completely.
Erica Banks, you have you faced any of those? You have amazing teeth, by the way.
Thank you. Really? I was going to get veneers. I don't need them.
No.
Girl, keep your teeth in.
Girl. Super. Yeah, because I think veneers kind of give it the super, super cheesy, like,
it
cartoon,
does.
Like, Chip Skylark look.
Yeah, my shiny teeth.
But nah, your shit, yeah. Yeah, so I mean, so I'm pretty sure you've had people in your life kind of like say, oh, well, you know, you need to go back to school.
Yeah.
Because you say you left school to pursue a career in rap. Yeah. So people would be like, oh, Erica Banks, you need to go back to school.
Right.
So, like, how have you dealt with that type of adversity?
I mean, I never just even fed into that. Like, I had family members saying, oh, you know, you're going to need that degree, or, oh.
They heavy know, on that
they
shit.
Heavy on forever. Like, and I was just like, okay, you know, and I just keep doing my thing. Because I knew, I mean, it would be nice to have a degree, but I made it.
The goal isn't to rap forever, too.
Right, like, of course.
Yeah,
so,
the goal isn't to rap forever. So I think that's one thing people got, like, they stuck on. Is like,
right, they think that it's supposed to be until I'm 90, and I'm just like, no, it don't work like that.
You got people that are rap for a few years. Like, I know, Young Jock wasn't rapping super long.
Not at all.
Even though he was on the receiving end of a brutal bar by 42 Doug.
That shit's so funny.
Before I go broke like Jock.
That shit's sick.
You know, so
I thought about that when I heard that for the first time, too. I was like, damn, I wonder if Jock heard that.
He heard it.
He posted a video with his money.
But for real? What did he say?
He just had a whole bunch of money.
But it wasn't even that much money. It was like, it was like $5,000.
And like, was that your whole account?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you can hold up some money, you need to at least hold up, like, some money bricks money.
Nah, he got his shit going.
Everybody
yeah, yeah. Yeah, Jock not broke. Jock not broke. But also, to like, you know, another nigga people don't really, like, listen to, like, when it comes to, like, people who didn't have a super long rap career but still getting hella money, Chamillionaire.
Yeah,
Yeah, he is.
Chamillionaire. What is he doing? He's in the tech field.
That nigga smart as shit.
You didn't know that? Chamillionaire is in the tech field. So shit, you know, he had a few startups that he invested money in. So he's still out here eating, like,
and reaping the benefits off that.
So it's like, you know, we were talking about people like not believing in your dream. Like, they don't have, they're not gonna see the whole vision, and it's not for them to see. Right. Like, I'm not gonna ever convince anybody what I'm trying to do. Like, I know what I'm trying to do, and if I make that shit happen, you're gonna see it. If I don't, then well. It is what it is. I stood on my shit. You feel me? So that's my whole thing. So people, if you're watching this and you kind of feeling down and out about your direction in life, just keep working.
That shit gonna hit.
Y'all artists who died out, just keep going.
Revive yourself.
Who died?
That's fucked up.
The dude who seen put you to bed. What's his
Jeremiah?
Name?
Jeremiah. Jay Holiday?
Yeah, he need to make some more. He went to bed and never got up.
I think it's late.
See what I'm saying?
He need to come on back. That's my thing. He was all fat and stuff. Like,
what the fuck? Leave him alone, you fucking bully.
He just need to get up out of bed.
You're an asshole. Oh, my God. Anyway, fuck. Did y'all see NBA YoungBoy this weekend?
NBA
Yeah, okay, so that's where it started. And, you know, we're not going to, because we respect the big homie Jay Prince, so we're not going to say too much about him. But NBA YoungBoy made a video response to Jay Prince. Jay Prince said, hey, I got your stuff back, whoop de whoop de whoop, and, you know, come holla at me. What happened?
Girl stuff.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So he said, I got your stuff back, whoop de whoop de whoop, come get it, his car keys or whatever. And NBA YoungBoy made a video, hey man, you know, is Baton Rouge or wherever you're from, actually. Hey man.
That shit be so funny.
Hey man, you have to make that video, man. So Black Boy, you saw it, so it was
hilarious.
Was NBA YoungBoy wrong?
Man, I didn't grow up in the street world. I don't know what's going on. All I remember is he said, "We got your umbrellas," and I said, "Hey, you ain't have to say that." He said, "Yeah, man, we got your umbrellas to your car," and I was like, "Hey, that's kind of overdoing it, bro."
Yeah.
But that did show, yo, we got your shit. But as far as that shit, man, was YoungBoy, was he out of line? I don't know, man. Cause I mean, like, you got to think about it. We is talking about from a young boy's perspective, from his mind. Was he out of line? I think he felt super tried.
Yeah, I feel like
I've heard stories about YoungBoy. You know what I'm saying? I know niggas that's from New Orleans and shit like that. So I've heard stories, and he don't really like that big homie shit. You know what I'm saying? Have to pay respect to the big homie shit. So from his perspective and the traditional now young nigga perspective, they don't really like. They don't really take too much into like what old niggas got to say. So I don't know from his perspective.
Black, you pass me a cup. Yeah. That was my thing though. Like when you make a video saying, "Hey, come get your stuff back," you don't have to make a fucking video.
Yeah, like the whole umbrella shit. Like them niggas knew that shit was gonna become a meme.
Yeah, so.
So.
That was really my shit. Like you ain't gotta make a video telling me to come get my stuff back.
Could've just hit him up or something.
That was YoungBoy's whole thing. Like just hit my line.
Okay, so what happened?
So if you, damn.
That was kind of heavy.
People go to sleep.
That was very heavy.
Nigga, it's Monday. Okay. Wake up, bitch. No, it's fucking with you.
Right.
Wow.
That's what you should put on a shirt.
Oh, shit.
Wake up, bitch.
Wake up, bitch. that's what it amounted to me. Like, yo, don't put this shit on social media telling me to come get my stuff back.
Yeah.
You could have hit my line.
Kind of out of line. But, you know, I don't know if it was sometime. I don't know, man. It just seemed like Jay Prince is the big homie.
Jay Prince is the big homie. And that's like, if you've seen this nigga, been around him in person, like, he has big homie aura. I don't know how you pronounce that word. Aura.
Oracle.
He remind me of aura. He give me vibes of the nigga. What was the nigga that was the dad of Nunu on ATL?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
That's
Keith,
who,
Robert, Keith David.
That nigga.
Yeah.
That's who remind me of.
That nigga remind me of a goddamn godfather type figure.
I don't even want to say what's up to them niggas. Yeah, what's up, bro? I might dap you up and owe you some money.
Yeah.
Hell
no. So we're going to go into our next segment, which is called Facts or Cap.
Mm.
So, ladies, I need y'all opinion on this because this has been heavy on social media. Forever, not even the past few weeks, months, years. Forever. So, facts or cap? Is it required for a woman to make a man's plate at a function?
It's not required, but I do think it's
definitely protocol.
Yeah, if that's
if that's your nigga, it's definitely protocol.
Black boy, do you care?
Yeah, because, like, one thing, man, look, I'm not finna get up. I'll star before I get up and make my own plate at your family function. Star.
Oh, wow.
What if it's at a function?
I feel like that's out of line.
What if it's a function in general? Like, you not at
if it's a function, I'll make my own plate.
That's what I've been saying. Like, not at your family function,
you
but, like.
You ain't got to. I'll make my own plate.
This is
talking about neutral ground. Not nobody family.
Yeah.
Just a function. Erica.
Okay, yeah.
Hold on. Let me get Erica's opinion on this. What do you think about this, Ms. Banks? Cause I know in Texas the family roots run deep. They be judgy.
Yeah. Me personally, I don't think it's that deep. I'm not gonna fix the plate, but that's just me. But I do get it.
You're not gonna fix your nigga plate.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm sorry. If we're at home, cool. But if we at a function or something, you literally waiting on me to get up and come in the plate.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, you're a piece of shit if you
I'm not doing that.
Like,
bitch, I ain't
moving.
Right,
see,
you're not.
That is some old nigga shit.
I hope that my plate you eating out for.
So this lady made a post on Facebook. I think it was Facebook, some kind of social media. But she was like, she was at the dude's family house, her boyfriend's family house. And she asked him, "Do you want some to eat?" Because it was a gathering where everybody was eating. She was like, "Do you want some to eat?" He said no. She went and made her a plate. She sat down and ate. And the family was just like, his family was like, "You're not going to make him a plate?" And so she was like, "He said he's not hungry then." So I guess he got like, "Oh, well, she need to make me a plate now because my family sent some." So he was like, "Can you go make me a plate?" She said no. And I didn't think she was wrong because yeah. you said no. Yeah. You didn't want to play. Why not get up? Yeah. And your family, you listening to your family coming at me about not making a plate. You can wait till I get done.
Exactly.
That's just yeah. too much. Like, no, I'm not about to put my food down and get cold to make you a hot plate.
Standing, you making a plate.
Oh, that my goddamn
plate. It just depends. Like you said.
Oh, that my goddamn plate.
Yeah. If we at home, then yeah, like, I don't have no issue with that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. But if we out and you physically are watching me make my shit and you waiting for me to make
right.
your shit.
Right. See, no, it's not.
Nigga,
no.
you gonna starve. You gonna sit there and be looking stupid.
My big ass
gonna
be in front of you.
That's the same thing.
Eating all the right. ribs.
Over there hungry as shit, trying to stand on your own. Like, nigga, get up.
Some niggas like that, though. That's the crazy
part. I'm not like that, bro. I'm going to make my own plate. I'm going to be up there before. Damn, where you get that from?
Right.
This nigga got a hidden menu. Where you get shrimp?
I left her at the door. She's still coming out the car. Call that in the food line.
Damn, nah.
Where the fuck you get steak from? It's just hot dogs and hamburgers.
Exactly. You missed it. I got it when I went.
Everybody else got the kids menu. I don't give a fuck about somebody making my own plate.
It ain't that deep. I mean, if we had a family function, my family function, yeah, I'm going to make your plate. Because, I mean, my thing is, I don't need you being... doing all the extra shit, people questioning you, you don't know what to say. Like, let me get your shit and let me introduce you.
Nah, that is different, because I've been at, because right. I was at, it wasn't even like my girl or nothing, but it was like, it was my homeboy. So I was at, he invited me to a cookout, and like, I don't know nobody here. Like,
you can't just get up and go to the food.
I'm already the biggest nigga there.
Right, somebody
gonna make
the
biggest
nigga.
Because the niggas like, hey,
they be like, get in the refrigerator.
Who you here with?
Right.
Who you here with?
Stranger in my fucking
food. Not my ass,
Look at stupid.
Look at
you.
Dumb as
hell.
Tell you
how much
right.
to get. Like,
right.
I don't know.
Maybe
look,
I shouldn't be eating.
Yeah, no.
Even though this is the function
I
we eat
at.
Maybe I shouldn't eat.
Several times. I still ate.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
damn.
Like, then they ask you, like, you go to seconds, and they be like, well, how many?
Hey, Granny used to always do that motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
This your third plate, ain't it?
Like, chill out on that, bro. You instantly stop.
Shut your old ass up.
You gotta just leave the plate where it's
yeah,
at.
Yeah, you instantly not hungry no more.
Shit me, bro.
Like, chill out, bro. Don't try me like that.
Rest.
Like, you out
of line. Old black grannies ain't got no clue.
Right. Right.
They gonna try you.
Yeah, old people, they be like, baby,
you ain't
fooled.
No,
you ain't dead yet, you old motherfucker. You old motherfucker, leave me alone.
Wake up, bitch. Wake up, bitch. Tell you, call that
game. Niggas gonna give me hell for that forever.
Wake up, bitch. Wake up, bitch.
I only send that text out if a motherfucker we on the same energy. I say wake up, bitch, shut your fat ass up.
Right. Right. We wake up talking shit.
But that's my whole family though. Like yeah. if that's my whole thing. Like if we talking, you can't be sensitive.
Yeah.
Like you can like it's not a knock against you. It's not me not being sensitive against like the PC culture and shit. I get that. But I'm not PC at all. Mm-hmm. Like I'm very toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, it's to the point where I had to delete mm-hmm. some of my old tweets. I had to literally go back and search my at name.
Boy, right, before you come up with some shit from 2012.
2012 and back.
Bro.
There's no DJ Black Boy on 2012 and back on any social media.
Like, I deleted a bunch of words. Like, I can't say specific words, but yes. I just know them. Any problematic word you can think of, I thought of that motherfucker and deleted it.
You got to.
It's a sensitive-ass world nowadays. That's the fucked up part, because you could really be saying some real-ass shit, but motherfuckers just feel like you got to be sensitive.
I was saying
it wasn't real, but it was just funny as hell.
Necessary. I know, but
some of the problematic tweets was funny as a motherfucker.
You gotta laugh at that
stuff for real.
Yeah, but
I ain't trying to say some shit because like me now and me in 2012 is completely different.
Same,
niggas.
I ain't even gonna hold you.
What? Because
I used to be toxic.
What?
As fuck. Yeah,
I'm blocked by so many people on
Man.
Twitter.
Do better,
Joe Budden.
Do better,
academics.
Do better,
Keisha Cole.
Keisha Cole don't like nobody.
The ex mayor of Atlanta.
Mm-mm.
Ben Roethlisberger. I just found out Sky Jackson got me blocked.
No,
like bro, I don't even tweet.
The young
yes,
girl?
I don't even tweet your Disney ass.
Hey, that's how you know you toxic motherfuckers. You didn't even know blocked you. Like, damn, you blocked me for what?
Like, yo, all I see down on my timeline is links. Like, you click that motherfucker, and you have been blocked by this follower. What the fuck?
That's fucked up.
That's sick. Mm.
But I just know I deleted all them bad tweets. Niggas ain't about to diss you me.
Right, yeah.
I say some shit. Hey, this you? some shit for 2009.
Right, ain't it true, right? Ah, shit, that shit crazy.
My thing, I saved the meme. It was like, yep, you got me. You caught me red-handed. You caught me.
Cause I don't. Right. That's my thing. Like, when I say I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. Because it's not like I'm in a career that...
You gotta give a fuck. Because you don't.
Yeah.
Like,
it don't matter.
I don't. Like, I don't...
My boss gonna tell you to come in the office.
But right. I don't sell myself as this big, caring motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna be judging a whole bunch of other people because I know I have a graveyard in my closet.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... That's not me anymore, but, like, the nigga I used to be was very... A bad person.
Reckless.
Very bad person.
Reckless.
Like, not just on some, like, abusing people shit, but, like, I used to just say what the fuck came out of my mind. Mm-hmm. But now it's to the point where, like, I type some shit out, like, you stupid, like, motherfucker.
Nah, let
me God be like, delete that right now.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna argue with stupid people anymore. Because that is such wasted energy.
A lot of motherfuckers, and motherfuckers don't be wanting to actually listen to you or learn shit. You know what I'm saying? They so gung-ho on their opinion.
Perfect example. Like, when we talking about Black Lives Matter and all versus All Lives Matter.
How you going to protest a protest?
If people right now are saying, oh, well, All Lives Matter, this is, of course, All Lives Matter. In context, I mean, without context, All Lives Matter. Yes, mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm. Nigga, if my house is on fire...
Right, exactly.
We're not going to say, hey, all houses matter. Right, bitch, right. Your house ain't burning.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's my thing. Like, so when you try to explain that shit to people that obviously don't want to get it. Like with the Kaepernick shit. People just didn't want to fucking get it.
They just didn't want to get it.
Drew Brees don't want to get it. He issued an apology. That's just how he feels.
But they still don't get it. Yeah, exactly. They doing that shit for social media to save face. But my thing is, you said what you said. That's how you feel. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't too much to talk about it after that. Like, these apologies on Instagram and shit.
Your friend hit you up and was like, hey, buddy, I think
you need to go ahead and issue an apology. Right. Like, that shit don't mean nothing no more because anybody could issue an apology. But what you really feel, you said what you really felt.
You said what you said.
Stand on that shit, 10 toes down, right or wrong.
You said it.
You can't take that shit back. You need to be more conscious and be motherfucking proactive before speaking some shit, just like you.
Yeah.
You said I was going to text this. Let me not say that. You know what I'm saying?
Regardless of how you feel.
Exactly.
It's not worth it.
And now when you got a fucking platform like that, you a celebrity, you known, and you saying whatever the fuck you want, you a clown.
Erica Banks, delete your tweets.
Oh, I've
right now.
Okay.
I might need to go a little bit deeper now to y'all brought that up. But
Erica Banks, delete your tweets. We're not trying to have a motherfucker. hey, this you?
Right.
Because I know this girl who killed Alexis Crawford when they dug up her tweets from 2011. She was like, something. I feel like I may end up killing the bee. And she put like laughing emojis, uh-huh. Like, and everybody was like, see, I knew this bee was evil. Oh, I knew she was evil.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
That case is still fucking crazy.
Crazy.
Because how you posting a thing looking for me and you know exactly where I'm at? Like,
tell some of y'all help me find my friend.
Right. You know what's crazy? Yeah. No. You know what's crazy? I remember during, it was sometime, I think right when the whole quarantine shit kicked off, it was a page that was like dedicated to like AUC vibes or whatever.
Right.
And they had posted a picture of them together. I want to say honking maybe a year or two.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yo, out of all the pictures you could post.
You post this shit.
Like, mm-hmm. Her standing next to the...
They was off of, like, drinks and stuff. It was just like, they was, like, close. You wouldn't have think that was, like...
Yeah.
I used to walk past them on campus. I'm like, nigga.
I never seen them, but for the fact that shit...
Yeah, I
wasn't
no campus heavy. Yeah.
But that shit, the fact for it to happen at Clark, like, we don't do that type of shit. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't get crazy. Down like that.
And it's not, Clark, like, when you think of college campus, Clark Atlanta not that big.
At all. It's Clark a
Atlanta,
neighborhood.
Clark Atlanta is like a two-block, three-block street.
Anybody can come on. It's a promenade.
Exactly. It's a promenade.
It's the promenade, the student center, residential block.
And that's it.
That's it.
So for that shit to happen so close to home, that shit actually bothered me for a minute.
And we didn't even think it was that situation. We think, because, you know, it was around a little kidnapping thing with the women.
Yeah.
We thought it was something like that. Yeah. But when that came out, it was like some element type. We were like, what the freak?
Yeah.
Like,
okay, so
all for a nigga. All for a nigga.
What the freak?
Gosh darn it.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
So let's slip into the Big Homie's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this motherfucking music. Let's talk about this heat.
Okay.
Black boy, have you heard about young Miss Erica Banks?
I haven't. I need to, though.
So, this is DJ Black Boy, the Coachella stage killer. He not going to kill no stages this year because Coachella got canceled.
Right.
So, Black Boy, we need you to get hip on her music.
Yeah, put me on.
But she is signed to 1501.
Okay.
So, what? T- tell us for the people that's not familiar about you, because you just had a freestyle video that just went super super stupid viral.
Yeah.
We gonna get into that because we talked about that beforehand. So for the people that's not familiar with you, Miss Erica Banks.
Yes.
Tell us about it. So is this your government name?
That's not my government name. Erica is my first name for real, but Banks is not my last name.
Okay, rap name. Okay.
Rap name.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So tell the people about Miss Erica Banks.
If y'all don't know who Erica Banks is, that is the right here in front of you. I've been doing this about 3 years. I am now signed to 1501 Entertainment, one of the best labels. Hello, don't play with it. So today we're gonna tap into what I got going on. You know, you'll be able to find out as well. Yeah. And I'm ready to get into it when you are.
Cool. So, do you have any music out like right now? What are we working
on? Tons of music out right now.
When I say your project, get into it.
Projects. What's the recent one and what's coming out?
Mm-hmm. The most recent one I just dropped, Erica Banks. That is self-titled project I just put out. So go check that out. It's going crazy. Before that, I had three projects out previously. I was doing like a project.
Where are these available? Like.
Everywhere, Apple Music, Spotify, you know, whatever music platform you use. So right now we're pushing Erica Banks. I have my single out, Bust It, that I'm pushing. That music video is out. We almost at
What is being bust, Miss Preacher's daughter?
Oh, well, shit. The pussy.
It is what it is, baby. It is what it is, baby.
You
know? Oh, damn. You want straight up?
Nah, so with the coat.
That nigga heard the pussy. Hey, man, pull me up, man. Pull me up, man.
Pull me up, man.
So is this a twerk record or what's going on?
This is definitely a twerk record. It's a club record. I'm tired of hearing it personally, just because I'm having to hear it every day. But yeah. The people like it. It's my best performing song right now. The video is almost at 100,000 views. We dropped it a week ago. It's going crazy. Have y'all heard it? Y'all heard it?
We gonna listen to a bunch of this shit.
Oh, okay, cool.
We gonna listen to a bunch of this motherfucker.
Me
on,
so
you said earlier that you're a barb. So like, what would you say? What artist inspired your sound? Like, when you heard that, like, cause I think, like, even I don't even rap, but like, if I were to rap, I'd probably take a little bit of some from here, some from here.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, okay. What artist would you say, if any, has inspired Erica Banks' sound or went into your makeup?
I don't think it's any artist that has inspired my sound.
Just the Texas.
Yeah,
sound.
At all. Like, I think that's just me being from Texas, me being from Dallas. Me being the black girl, you know, yeah. I just feel like that's me. I feel like I developed it myself. Because I don't sound like how I sounded 2 years ago, you know. So now I have the sound that is me, and I feel like that just came from me, you know, doing it for 3 years.
Do you like the chopped and screwed style y'all got down there? You
know? Is that Texas or is that just Houston?
That's more of Houston. But really? I do love chopped and screwed, yeah.
Yeah, because that shit go.
Yeah.
That shit go.
Yeah.
That shit make you more
like
slow than a moment.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I love chopped and screwed.
That chopped and screwed
shit? I do, too.
Yeah, that shit
especially with a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, something to smoke, maybe.
Yeah, it's a vibe. It's a vibe. That's
it's
dope.
Funny because, like, some of the artists who I love most on the Chopped and Screwed track is like not even really Texas artists. Like my favorite Chopped and Screwed song might be
Drake.
Yes, definitely Drake.
He be riding them hoes.
Anything from the Take Care era.
Oh yeah,
that shit is hard.
Oh yeah,
you know that melodic Chopped and Screwed shit. Mm-hmm. We love that shit. So I mean, do we have can we expect any like super Houston country rap tunes inspired sounds from Miss Erica Banks?
Only because you're from Texas.
Because that is my favorite. That's my favorite thing about UGK.
Yeah.
Like listening to the UGK shit. Like you can tell that is some straight up PhD goddamn Houston sound.
Yeah.
But I think like the Dallas sound and the Houston sound is kind of different.
It's different.
Like you talking about the Houston shit. It slabs. It's slow. It's kind of the beats is banging.
Yeah.
Dallas kind of is more up tempo, jiggy.
It's more like Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know the last Dallas rapper that I know of that blew up big here was Yella Beezy.
Okay. Yeah.
You know. So
that nigga go.
Yeah. That that's on me, baby.
Yeah.
And you know you could. You could tell, like even with the song the R&B song he had with Chris Brown, I'll never forget. Like first time I heard that motherfucker, I'm like, yo, this nigga really trying to out-sing Chris Brown, this motherfucker.
That shit funny as hell.
Like he really trying to out-sing Chris Brown in this motherfucker. Like yo, he was doing it too. Like he was going for it. He wasn't sounding bad. Shout out to Yella Beezy.
Yeah.
So can we expect that country rap tunes from Erica Banks coming up, man?
You can definitely expect that. I mean, it's not that far fetched. since I'm kind of like up the street from Houston. Mm-hmm. So now I won't say it's going to be a Houstonian song because that's not, you know, my city. But I would tap into that.
Okay.
I think you should look into it.
You think I should?
Because you dope as fuck. I mean, my thing is when you...
You heard the freestyle too?
I did.
Okay.
I did, but I haven't heard any of your like recorded music. But as a black female and as a black female in this industry and this, and being an artist... Literally, you got to tap into everything. Don't leave no fucking stone untouched. Yeah. Touch all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever hit, whatever don't. But shit, you miss a whole bunch of shots that you don't take. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So touch that shit, and that shit might actually take off and be the shit that actually make your shit pop for real.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Touch all that shit. Touch it all.
I'm going to tell people y'all told me that too when it, you know.
On soul.
We need that. We need that.
On soul.
So what is your dream feature? Like one artist.
What?
One artist.
Damn.
No, fuck it. Three.
Okay. Future.
Hey.
You here.
Missy Elliott.
Mmm.
Okay.
What the fuck? Nicki Minaj. Yeah. I would have to throw that in there. Yeah.
I fuck with that. And I think, like, the Missy Elliott thing.
She's iconic.
People don't give Missy her roses.
She's iconic. She been in the game dumbass long.
Like, we're in the middle of the whole Versus thing right now. Why we ain't got a Missy Versus yet?
Because the only person you can go against is Busta Rhymes. Because they creative. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They videos was on some next level shit.
Or, like, Ludacris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have rather. Yeah. You know what? You're right. Because I would have rather got Luda and Missy than Nelly and Missy.
Hell no, man. Missy's catalog is so deep because people forget her as a songwriter too, and a producer.
Exactly.
Like that whole first Fantasia album was damn near all Missy.
Yeah, she's
and,
a creative.
You know, on top of other
she
people
gotta
that
against Timberland. She
gotta go against somebody that got it.
They got all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only person.
My first, like when I grew up, I was a sheltered kid, and my mom didn't let me listen to this shit like in the early 90s. Oh, I was listening to Radio Disney.
Right.
Oh, wow.
But, like, my first...
Really?
Yes, I listened to Radio Disney.
You would have never
Radio
been
Disney,
on.
We're all ears.
Hell.
Yes, so...
do better.
Yes, I was listening to Radio Disney.
Shelter.
But when I was first consciously listening to music, like, probably the early 2000s, so I was listening to a bunch of Ludacris. I was listening to Nelly when he first
that
came
whole
out.
Era. Franchise Boys and shit.
Yeah, all that shit. So my first Missy Elliott song that I remember, like, yo, just taking in and engaging it, consuming that motherfucker. It wasn't Get Your Freak On.
That was my song. I used to get in
trouble for singing it. Calamon. Headbanger. Boy, that motherfucker, I can listen to that motherfucker now. Like, when she got the freaky shit she did in the video, like, in the collabs, the cameos from everybody in that motherfucker. So Missy Elliott is definitely somebody who I hold in high regard, who I think needs to be praised a lot more for the industry. Because people think, like, oh, it's just Nicki Minaj and everybody else. Which I really respect everything Nicki's done. We may not agree with the antics and the shenanigans that's been going on the past few years.
Nicki was an actor first. She was into that theater world. So she's going to give you a fucking show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's going to feed into that. Like, the fact that she just did a song with 6ix9ine is so y'all niggas could talk about her.
Right.
It's so y'all niggas could keep
them
her.
Titties going. Was looking immaculate.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, Nicki is a character. She's
Nicki
a caricature.
Titties.
The fuck? She's gonna give you a fucking.
And you know, like, in hindsight, that was a big, super huge thing back then. But I was not a fan of the Barbie stage for Nicki.
Really?
Wow.
Everybody loved that.
In hindsight,
what would be your style since Nicki is someone you look up to and Missy, and you know they're like animated in their video. So what would be your style? Because you got the sneakers on now. What's your style like for your performance? What would you wear? Yeah. Would you be animated like them? Or are you coming out with this?
It's hard.
Oh, thank you.
But, I didn't even notice. Good eye, brother.
Thank you. I do what I can. But
I'm weak.
As far as performances, I don't want to wear nothing weird. I'm real big on two pieces. Like, this is a two piece outfit. I love two pieces. So maybe like a little cute kind of bralette, some cute little shorts, some cute little fishnet tights. You know, something like that. I like to be comfortable but cute. So you'll never see me come out in like trash bags or some weird shit like
heels.
How you gonna dismiss you like that? How you gonna dismiss you like that?
No, I'm just saying,
because
you asked me like I'm gonna come out on some weird shit like
the
camera
and
everybody.
Like,
nah,
Missy
nah,
was
nah,
killing
nah.
that motherfucker though.
Right, she was way.
Nah, Missy was flying.
I can't stand the rain.
Y'all say it was like past tense. I need this again to give her credit.
No, we're talking about that specific video. Nicki was fly in that motherfucking video.
Right, that bitch hard though. Undeniably.
Yeah,
for real.
See?
And that just speaks volumes. She came out in what niggas can call a trash bag, and we still talking about that motherfucker in 2020.
Yeah, and it's like, what you wearing for Halloween? Shit, Missy Elliott.
Yep. People was hurt out for Halloween last year.
Nigga, I did that shit. Sweat. That's what I'm saying. I did that shit.
Like a bitch. How the hell?
So, you know, we talked about the freestyle before, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, you drew a lot of comparisons to another young rapper in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was it like coming, like, when you dropped the video and people like, oh, well, she got a son now.
Yeah.
Especially her coming from the same label.
Yeah. To be honest, it's an honor, you know, to be mentioned with her.
Yeah.
You know, especially me being an upcoming artist and her being where she's at. Oh, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Thee Stallion. Dope. Love her. But a lot of people who don't know, and they'll never understand it unless they're just from Dallas or from Houston or from Texas, period. We sound alike because we don't
that is the
that
Texas
far.
Sound.
You know what I'm right. saying? Like, that's just what it is. The AA, like.
When I say I don't like arguing with stupid motherfuckers on Twitter, that is one of the things. Like, you can't tell nobody who they fucking from Mississippi. They don't
right. Like, right. you don't even know what we sound like for real. You just heard that one video. Because
everybody
in Atlanta
sounds like.
Everybody
in Atlanta sounds like.
We can go back to any era in Atlanta. Like,
so many young thugs out here. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Like, because. Niggas could do it, but once it's a female doing it, that's
when they always try to put
it,
female.
A
problem.
Yeah, so honestly, take that shit as an honor. Like, niggas don't get the same heat for sounding the fucking same.
Exactly.
Lil Baby, Future, all them niggas be mumble rapping for real. No shade. But shit, once a female starts sounding like another female, it's an issue.
Yeah.
Right.
Take the fuck off of them ass. I think it's because it was only Megan Thee Stallion sounding like that, and then when you came with the A.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Exactly
yeah.
shit though.
Yeah. And people who don't know, people from Atlanta who don't know that sound, they like, you sound like you trying to be like Megan Thee Stallion.
But it's so funny because a lot of people, this happened like right before I dropped my project.
Yeah.
So once I dropped my project, it was so many people DMing me like, oh my God, like I was so wrong about you. Like, you sound so good. You don't sound like Megan, you hard. You this, you that. And I'm like, oh, really? One person asked me to even unblock them. They DM me on Instagram. You got me blocked on Twitter, but I listen to your shit and I fuck with it. Like, can you unblock me? No.
No.
No, I'm not unblocking
as
you.
As many people got me unblocked. I ain't never asked to get unblocked by somebody. Right. I wish they would. I need academics. Because he reposted one of my shit. He reposted the 9 to 5 shit on here, but he got me blocked. Like, how you supporting my shit?
Did
I did, you know, but it is what it is. We're going to see each other.
Yeah,
like,
fuck
a blog, dog, because one day we're going to meet.
That nigga right?
But that's the point I am in my career. I'm going to see you one day, my nigga. Like,
I'm
going to see you. Like, we're going to be in the same room one day.
You going to say what's
but
up?
But when I see you, I'm going to shit on you. So keep me blocked.
Right. Like, keep me blocked.
I'm going to shit on you.
Christina's an asshole.
I am the assiest.
I love her.
Energy. What's your sign?
Aries.
What's your sign?
Libra.
Libra.
Come on, balance.
I'm a Leo.
My best friend is an Aries.
Yeah,
you in February? Aquarius.
March.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Black
all
boy.
That matters.
What are you?
I'm a Libra.
Are you?
Balance.
When your birthday?
September 28th.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Leo. My birthday is the end of July, July 30th.
So we going up then.
Oh.
Hopefully, shit. Is the world not shut down?
Boy.
Yeah, you can open that bitch up how you want.
About that. They say no alien coming next.
You got the aliens. We got to deal with the murder hornets.
Yeah. 2020 ain't over yet.
Aliens been in this house.
They be here.
Big kids.
So that was my main thing. You know, we saw the reaction from that, and I just sat back and watched. Like, yeah, okay, high rise. She in the city. Right, you know. Cause I feel like people like it's never the artists that create the beef.
It's never the artist. It's always the fans.
It is
I'm
the
like,
fans.
Damn, I love her. Why is y'all doing that? Damn.
So we both of y'all are really on some hip hop shit. Like, shit, we can't do the verses yet, but shit, can we do like a freestyle battle? Like, would you accept a freestyle battle against her? Like, would you want to give Megan Thee Stallion the balls?
You know what? I'm gonna answer that very carefully. I'm going to say
we can take political answer.
I'm going to say I would not turn it down.
Mm.
But I would not be the one to suggest it.
Okay.
I say that from a smart standpoint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's not no smoke. You feel
right.
me?
And
you
I wouldn't want to... Because
you don't got no issues with her.
Right.
She don't got no issues with you.
Right.
So, I mean, like, my thing is, I don't want to... I feel like I've never been on no hater shit with nobody in my life. I want everybody to win. I want everybody to get
right.
money.
It's basically everybody to win.
Black boy, have you ever known me to hate on anybody?
Nah.
Butter, have I ever hated on? I put motherfuckers in positions. I kind of hate on you. I fuck with. I ain't never hated on Butter. I ain't never hated on Butter.
I love Cody.
Stina, have I ever hated on you?
No.
Have you ever known me to hate on anybody?
No.
So I feel like
he talk that shit, helping people. But he knew he talk that shit.
But I'm a talk shit. But I'm also say, hey, I got this coming up.
Exactly. Kodak
has helped with a lot of stuff.
So I'm not gonna hate on nobody.
We call that balance.
Yeah. So it's like I feel like it's enough room. It's enough opportunity for both of y'all to eat. I feel like right now, with you coming up, like you fight. Nothing against you, but you fight an uphill battle coming between the climate we in. Mm, yeah. You can't travel. Mm, you can't. You want to be sensitive to the racial climate because you don't want
to
put out.
The room.
Right, yeah, right, exactly. Because right. I feel like a lot of artists don't read the room. I think Yachty did a great job reading the room. Yeah. Like he dropped his shit, but he didn't promote it heavy.
Yeah.
Like he went out here posting his flyer everywhere. Yeah. He dropped the album, I think, like right during in the middle of the George Floyd and Breonna Taylor protests. Mm-hmm. So
that
I mean, like,
crazy. You definitely are fighting an uphill battle. And so, again, yeah. You're a woman.
Yeah.
So, and I'm on top of it all. That's gonna be 30 times harder. Yeah, I'm dealing with the pandemic, the fans, the everything y'all just said. Right. But
it's a whole race war, a whole pandemic. Yeah. And you out here dropping bars, going yay. That shit wild.
So I mean, we definitely congratulate you and salute you on everything that you're trying to do.
Thank you.
You got the big homie's house full support. Whatever you got going on, Hot Rod got my number. I fuck with Carl heavy, so it's definitely up.
Thank you. Now y'all gotta tap into everything I didn't put out.
So how many projects on the DSPs right now? The streaming platforms.
Four now. With the one I just dropped the other day, made it four. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you want to go listen to the latest one first.
I changed into this shirt just for this motherfucker.
As you should have.
You see me? It's real snug too. Is this a 1X or the 2X?
Small or medium?
Medium.
This motherfucker is snug.
These titties be
titty. What? Huh?
Huh?
What?
We talking about? You know not to mention titties.
We talking about shirt size.
Black boy, you heard that?
I heard titties.
Titties be titties.
Titties be titties. I love some titties and ass titties. Like, these niggas be ass.
So I mean, like, do y'all like titties or ass?
Ooh,
I like both.
The black one.
Black boy.
I kind of wish mine was a little smaller though.
Man, I like both too, cause I like ass, yeah. But a nice set of titties.
Certain shit I can't wear, like your top.
Pretty impressive.
Fuck no, hell no.
Oh nah, you couldn't wear this.
Nah, my shit was hanging out.
It would be smaller like hers.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
Spinning out on about four sports bra.
I'm gonna say I'm chilling this
day. I want y'all size.
No,
this is nothing. This ain't even a B.
This is why they ain't really hanging down. But I have a regular bra and I took it off the thing.
This should be
dropped like an album, girl.
Look at that.
Not
drop like an album.
Drop like an album.
What?
What?
They drop like an album.
I just like looking. We're not touching.
Because you get them hoes, you can't get them off you. I'm trying to tell you.
Hell no.
Me? I like ass. I'm an ass man.
I know.
A lot of
niggas
ass
men.
I can tell, You said that.
He do. Call that up. He's like, put it in my face.
Nigga, a booty muncher.
What's wrong with eating ass?
A booty muncher?
What's wrong with so you like getting your ass ate, but you gonna slander me? Wow, that's crazy.
I wouldn't do that personally. I'm not eating my ass.
We don't want you to. I don't.
Thank God. The last
oh my God! Anymore. Don't put that girl business out
he
here.
Last girl's on here said she would eat some. Oh, man.
No.
And she said he can stand up and prop his leg up and she gonna go.
No, bro, that's not it, bro.
Last girl called that cat on this show. She said that if her boyfriend asked her to eat his booty, she would do it. And he can prop his leg up.
But they be having booty hurts. Like, who wants to put hands
in the
booty?
And she said she'll go into there like this.
I'm weak.
Oh, no.
Damn.
It's already recorded, Kodak. Don't worry.
A grown man asshole just don't.
I'm pretty sure and it's only three ways that you can get it. Like, you either gotta be on your back with your legs up, or you gotta be on
your
back.
Or you gotta bend over.
That's not the move.
I don't know, but that don't make a nigga gay to me, honestly. What make a nigga
gay? No.
That don't make you gay.
The only thing that makes you gay is when you do something with the same sex.
I'm sorry, no.
What about Peggy?
I wouldn't do it. My thing is the only thing that makes you gay or in that shit is if you do something with the same sex.
So if a girl peg her man, that's not gay.
Yeah. If he like it, that's not gay.
Yeah, that's gay.
Cause because why do you like that?
No.
This is a political
thing. But he's not doing it with a dude. Hell he's doing it with a chick. He's not a vagina. Hey, my thing is.
See, thinking it's a dude.
My thing is, the older you get, the more open you are to shit.
You right, though.
No, I said, I ain't out here doing it. However, when you get older, you are way more open to doing shit that you would have earlier in your life said, I'm not fucking doing it.
You done pegged somebody?
Now I ain't pegged no man, nigga. If I gotta peg a nigga, that shit, I gotta, well, we gotta talk. We gotta have a conversation.
Would you?
No. But again, I'm only 25. Shit, when I get 38, I might be like, shit, my nigga, like, you whoa. Never know. Whoa. That damn. Shit not gay to me.
It is.
It's not gay to me. No, only thing that make you gay is when you do shit with the same sex, and that's period.
I don't think it's gay either.
That shit's not gay. So
you would get your ass ate?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
No, you said no. Get out of here.
No.
Get out of here. No.
Let me not tell all my stuff on the motherfucking
shut the fuck up.
Hey.
Shut the fuck up.
She's lying.
So
on the very first episode,
I didn't even talk about this shit on the first episode.
After Cass turned the cameras off, he was talking about it.
Cass, what the fuck is she talking about?
I'm with.
I had it on my phone on live and then deleted it, but you.
So you deleted all the evidence, so it didn't happen, man. Oh, like,
Conda said she was giving him head. And no. She slipped.
Oh, yeah, I said she did the gooch. That shit don't matter.
Conda said she went down. I said, so what you do? He said, I squatted.
I said she lit the gooch. It's a difference between the asshole and the gooch.
No, okay.
It's a difference between the asshole and the gooch.
My thing is, if you there, shit, what's stopping you from keeping going? Like,
woo. Woo. Yeah, shit.
Hey, the older you get, the more open you is to
Lord,
don't
ever let me be that open.
Oh my God.
Child, Lord, I'm trying to tell you, that's how you like doing some shit you thought
every
you were
going to. Every time I look at him, I'm like, man, he ate some butt.
That nigga
ate some butt.
That's an
ass butt. No, I ain't smoking with you, because you eat butt.
You want to smoke with me?
No, bro.
Hey, bro, bring your own blunt. Bring your own blunt.
Nigga.
Oh my God.
Because at the end of the day, I think of it like this, bro. There's no place in the world you wouldn't put your mouth if you put your mouth to an asshole.
I don't suck toes.
What? But you eat ass?
I would definitely kiss toes or suck toes before ass.
Yeah, I done kissed some toes before. Like, when I'm there, like, showing what? Out. Yeah, I'm going to kiss a toe and lick a toe or something.
Toes don't shit out shit.
Right.
But you can't eat a dirty ass.
Vagina's got blood coming out of it.
Toes don't shit out shit. Okay? Toes don't shit out shit. He said what he said.
Now okay, but the vagina, though.
Huh? The vagina, you know that's different.
It
comes
out.
She's trying to
count. We broke that in 50 years ago.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. When niggas was in middle school and high school, like, oh, you pussy, you nasty. Now niggas like.
That's
all that. Niggas, that's
pussy for breakfast.
That's how niggas greet each other.
Oh my God. Wake up, bitch.
Wake up, bitch. Wake up.
Come on, if you don't get that show with sir,
Wake up, bitch.
Wake up, bitch. The fuck?
Niggas, he eat fish now.
There's nothing wrong with men eating booty, though.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
Says a girl who like her booty ate.
You're right.
Damn, girl.
You be sitting on face with Christina?
What? That's the perfect seat.
Wow.
That's the best seat in the house.
Wow.
That's the perfect seat.
That's a
face.
A couple of couch.
Hey,
that's a comfy couch.
Hey,
that's
hey,
my favorite place to sit.
Hey,
me too.
You
the
niggas
mom.
Are savages.
Hey,
right.
The most.
You niggas is outrageously horny in this
house.
No, we're not
horny.
We're just honest. Yeah, we're just honest. Yeah.
So do y'all feel bad? Like, so earlier, this gonna cut off. This is gonna go to the big homie's bedroom. So earlier we had this conversation on Poor Mind. So ladies, do y'all feel bad when y'all want to fuck a nigga the first date?
No.
Like on the first link?
I'm too grown. No. Like, honestly, you know, if I was younger. Yeah.
And is that yes, okay?
I mean, yes. My thing is, it be times where you fuck with somebody for dumb long, and you hold out for dumb long, and y'all still don't end up fucking
right.
with each other. And the nigga that you fuck with the first night, y'all end up vibing dumb crazy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all still cool to this day. Y'all might not be together, but you can hit him up for whatever. So my
I'd rather a motherfucker just tell me no than just be like, oh, I don't want to do it because I don't want you to think I'm a. Right.
I feel like that's where men make right. it. Feel
make
like,
it weird.
Make it yeah. weird for the woman. Like, if they want to have sex with you on the first date, y'all want to make it weird. Well, I ain't going to say everybody, but some men want to go and start saying stuff. Or, y'all I can't wipe her because she
that's
let
childish.
Me
hit. Right. That's corny. That's childish.
But
that's
it's men like that. Because
I feel like I said earlier, like, on Poor Minds, like, if you fuck me on the first date, I think you made a great decision. Cause niggas be like, oh well, she let me hit the first date, nigga. What's wrong with you?
You know what's crazy?
What type of niggas you her fucking you lowers her stock?
Yeah, but niggas don't be having confidence, honestly, because if you feel like I can't fuck with you, then what the fuck? What you think of yourself? You know what I'm saying?
I think the world of me. So
exactly.
If you fuck me the first night, shit, my nigga, we had a great time.
But these niggas don't be having no fucking confidence, and their ego be fucking tripping.
Man, what?
That's what it is. Niggas don't got no confidence.
Niggas be losers.
Niggas be losers in niggas real life. Lame ass niggas in real life. That's
like,
what it is.
Bro, like, if a motherfucker want to give me some pussy the first night.
Man, what?
Not a motherfucker. Damn.
Get a bitch a name. If a bitch want to give me the pussy the first night, I'm fucking with you.
If a young lady.
There you go. Wants to give me some vagina.
Wants to engage in fellatio the first night.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
You made a great decision. Like, you know what you want. Like, and you're not gonna let outside the pink. That's really what.
It's not gonna change the way y'all look at her.
Look,
It's me. She fucked me.
If a nigga gonna fuck with you, he gonna fuck with you regardless. Yes. It don't matter what you did, what you didn't do. If he wanna fuck with you,
cause that nigga
gonna fuck with you.
If you don't fuck that nigga that first night, and he already not intending on calling you back, he just not gonna call you back.
And you saved your pussy. Yeah. Like you saved the body. Like that's it. If a nigga gonna fuck with you, he gonna fuck with you.
Now if you fuck that nigga and he didn't intend on calling you back, and he don't call you back, shit, it is what it is.
But again, you can't go around just fucking motherfuckers just because you like it. Like,
no way, Jose. No,
exactly. You can't do that. So my thing is, if you decide to lay down, then you gotta take what comes with that. Right. If a nigga don't call you or if he do call you.
Right.
But you made the conscious decision, as long as it was consent involved. Right. As long as it was consent, you made the conscious decision to lay
down. Say that a little louder.
Consent for the people in the motherfucking back.
I had a situation last week, and I was like, yo, you cool with this? Are you okay? You okay? And I was like, kind of weird. It kind of, not make it weird, but it's like, I asked that shit like at least two or three times.
I mean, you have to, though. You'd rather be safe than fucking sorry. Yes. You'd rather be safe than all over Instagram and Twitter with 30 motherfucking stories.
Coming at your neck.
Yeah, about what the fuck you done did, and you can't deny it.
That's just a nigga behavior at that point.
Man, what? Yeah. Like, you'd rather be safe than sorry.
Yo, you good? Is everything fine?
Right.
You like this? You cool? Right.
Because shit, you could be in the middle of that shit, and then once you change your mind, you change your mind.
It's it. Like, if you could be goddamn
30.
You could be 30.
You can be 30.
No, you better.
You can be goddamn 15 strokes in, nigga. And she say no at 15.
It's over.
Some niggas be out here on some grimy shit.
Yes.
Bro.
They'll talk you in to get for you the pussy. I ain't gonna hold you. They'll talk you into it.
A no will make my dick soft. I don't even know.
Damn, I done got this nigga here now. I can't do that shit,
bro. Like, for real.
I don't even fuck a sloppy drunk girl, bro. I don't do that.
I mean, we do, but my thing is. Nah, that's the thing. But when it becomes to a point where I feel like, now I gotta give it to you. Right. I feel like I put myself in. Yeah, you coerced me damn near into giving you the pussy. That's when it become a problem.
Some niggas be giving girls ultimatums. That's the difference. Yeah. And that's where it's fucked
What's
up.
What's the ultimatum?
Like you said, the mission bed, is to talk yourself into some pussy, but not giving a girl a fucking ultimatum. Like,
but what's an ultimatum? Give me an example.
Some niggas would be like, if you don't give me no pussy, I'm a such and such and such and such, or so and so.
That's a nigga that ain't got no game.
Exactly.
Though.
Yeah.
That's the indoor resort. He ain't got no game.
My thing is, you can't. It's a thin line, and that's what's the fucked up part about it. It's no right or wrong at this point. The thing is, once a person says no, or once you feel like it's an issue that you pressing yourself into this.
So what is coercion though? Like
I said, it was a nigga that I was dealing with, and I was like, damn. I wanted to put on underwear. He was like, well, yeah, if you laying in my bed, you can't wear underwear.
What?
Exactly.
I've heard that one.
That's what I'm saying. Wow. Now you're telling me that I can't fuck with you or go to sleep.
Right.
If I don't have no fucking underwear on.
So you sleep on, man.
What? I took my ass home. I'm gone. Like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
So my thing
that is a creeper.
Exactly. My thing is, it's a thin ass line. But again, if you got that communication open and we talking about it, cool. But again, we could be 15 strokes to fuck in. I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like it no more.
I'm like, man, I was on
it's over with.
And I've been in that situation before, too. It's like,
I've done it before. I'm really not feeling this shit.
It's not. Okay.
I'm off this shit.
All right.
It ain't even that, because we can nut and still not be satisfied. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah.
Niggas be thinking they out here really dicking it. And you're not. Like, I ain't even hit no orgasm.
To be honest,
if it was up to if women had orgasms to have a baby, it wouldn't be no baby.
It wouldn't be no motherfucking baby.
No. All right, okay.
It wouldn't be no baby. Right.
No cap. No cap. You said facts or cap.
Look, man.
get the fuck.
Facts or clap clap. Yeah, there wouldn't be no babies.
Get the fuck.
Yeah, but they're thinking they get
it. Oh, niggas be hella unsatisfied.
It's a race, nigga.
It's a race, and y'all niggas be losing.
I ain't been sitting here. Y'all be losing.
I ain't been sitting here playing
with y'all. We be getting out there.
That shit's so sad. Look,
I ain't been sitting up here and playing with y'all now. I got to go to sleep. Look, even I hope you got yours. I know I got mine.
The nigga nut line is a straight like point A to point B. You gotta got again point A to point two to point
what you move,
X to point goddamn period point exclamation. What the fuck is all this shit?
Y'all really? Just go in A.
Hey, niggas be trash. I ain't gonna hold just look, like waste my time. Oh, with geez,
look, well, find a woman what? To please you.
Hey.
And I have.
Oh,
hey.
And I have.
I was like, look, you better goddamn. Hey, look, I ain't been saying to please you all night now.
Women do it better than me. Women do it way
because
better.
Because we know what women we like. Women eat the pussy better.
What?
Because oh. We know what we like.
What?
Yeah.
For fucking sure.
Y'all women know what women like. That's how.
You're right. Wow. We know so where our spot is, so I know where like. Another woman's spot is. Y'all be exactly. Over here.
On y'all be the right living. Y'all be
on the right living. You must be in the middle, say, here.
We're not going to let this slander stand. We're not going to tolerate this slander.
It's real.
Like, when I'm like, all right, what you want to do?
Go ahead, you over here like this.
Just looking like, all right, nigga, come on now, shit.
You're not going to tolerate this slander.
I got to get my shit and go, nigga.
Whoever was doing that, he was scared.
Oh,
no. We're not gonna tolerate this slander. Like, right.
It's not slander. It's facts or cap.
You don't hold like
no.
Right.
No.
It's facts or cap. And y'all niggas is cap.
Hey, look, I just read the Bible. Page of the Bible.
He gonna stick to this.
Right. No, he ain't in no Bible.
I'm out of here.
No, he ain't.
No, he ain't a Bible. He ain't a Bible. His Bible just code name for something else.
New Testament, Old Testament.
Now you spread the Bible.
No way.
God is a woman. Shit.
Anyway, man, Miss Erica Banks, I appreciate you stopping by the show today.
Oh, I appreciate y'all having me.
Big homie Banks, whatever you want to call her.
Yeah, Big Banks.
Big that Banks.
That goes. That goes.
Big homie Black Boy, appreciate you stopping back in the motherfucker.
Every
what,
time.
What else is on your mind, man? What else?
Man, this ENJ really changed my whole day.
Hey,
like, I wasn't expecting to see ENJ today. So, I already knew what was up.
You see?
So.
That's a pretty bitch.
That's some uncle shit. I feel like I just aged. Like every sip was an age.
It's up.
Took like at least 10 of them.
Big homie Butter. She ain't even drink. I don't know what the fuck she on.
I never drink. Come on, that be trying to get me drunk. I don't drink.
No, don't word like that. That's all that shit be talking about.
Right.
Don't word like that.
Not like that.
Some Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Hey, baby, don't take a little bit more.
Right.
You know I'm gonna take care of you now. Big homie, stand up.
Listen. Shit.
But not.
I just got some more hosting gigs in the city, so you know it's going up. After that, you know I host Spinning Feathers each and every Sunday on Edgewood.
With the mask on?
Yeah, shit, mask on, mask off. We in that bit, regardless.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mask off is her shit.
I need to get back. Yeah.
Just play that.
Yeah. I need to get back to doing my
so,
stuff.
So nothing. Again, I'm just out here big dicking it.
I'm on this season with this big dicking it.
Big dicking it. You ever heard like somebody say, "I'm putting my dick on the table"? Like that's how you know you're serious.
I can't say that. We live in such.
I can't say the word.
Gonna be a Black Boy Council party.
Like we go.
Kodak gonna wake up and say, "Why Black Boy Council? This nigga's about putting his dick on the table."
This nigga said he's gonna put his dick on the table.
That shit funny. So also check out Big Homie E, Erica Banks on all digital streaming platforms: Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal,
everywhere,
YouTube, your dad's house,
right?
Your mama house,
all that shit.
Baltimore, homecoming stuff ain't canceled.
Oh, it's over with. It's
over with. Dang, I was gonna say we need Big Bang, we need Big Bang.
Homecoming canceled.
Yeah, Spell House canceled. North Carolina Auntie canceled.
Oh my God.
Winston-Salem canceled. So it's.
We even got to the fall yet. How they know?
Because they gotta start planning that shit now. You gotta allocate the budgets and shit.
Wow.
And that shit, you know, Clark ain't returning until spring of 21.
What?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Wait,
that
who
shit?
They said that shit in February.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, so they're not going to have in person?
No, nothing. That shit.
I didn't know that shit.
Wow. For the whole year.
What
are
they talking about?
Yeah.
Clark not coming back on campus till next spring.
Oh, Georgia State is coming back.
Yeah, Georgia State don't give a fuck.
They don't.
Yeah, but Clark, we don't get no fuck.
You can be on your deathbed. You still got to go to class.
Wow. Shit, man. For real. So all the new coming in.
That shit sucks.
Campus freshmen for class of 2024.
Damn.
Whatever the fuck y'all class is.
Yeah, that shit too long.
AUC class of 2000, whatever.
I know Ludacris' daughter is going to Spelman this year. So yeah, shout out to all y'all. Congrats to all y'all on your accomplishments. Cause don't let this shit fool you. You did something big by getting in this motherfucker. Everybody
can't do it.
Everybody couldn't get in this motherfucker, man. Right? You did it. Yeah. But just know we support you. We love you. Mm-hmm. And everything that you're doing. I appreciate everybody stopping by the Big Homie's house this week. We are fucking lit. ENJ, Irk and Jerk. Big Homie Banks, go stream her shit. Erica Banks. It's the Big Homies.
Yes, sir.